So the one of the common questions that come up today in Avelis, in mourning as in you lose a loved one,
yeah,
is, let's say today with modern technology, people are away. So a person, let's say, dies in Israel, let's say, and you live in America, and you're one of the seven new relatives, and during COVID it was easy. You can't come, especially in Israel, they don't wait, but it could be Toronto to Montreal, New York, LA, it really doesn't make a difference. They're all the same. The bottom line is you lost a loved one and you're not going to the funeral. So you gotta know a little. So the background information is, when does mourning begin? So there's a concept of aninis. Aninis is when once a person dies, meaning the dead person dies, until the burial, so the relatives are considered an onay, meaning you have to do everything you can to prepare the body, and therefore you're exempt from commandments, positive commandments you don't have to do. You don't daven, you don't make blessings, etc. You don't eat meat and wine. There are different halakhas of aninis. And then once you do the burial, you start counting the Shiva. That's when the 7 days. So all things being equal, Shiva begins Bishas Kfura at the time of burial. So that's just a general rule. So the question is like this. So I'm not going to the burial. So good for you. So you wait. In other words, does it make a difference? So I just wait for the funeral and then I begin. So in other words, I just stay home and do nothing meanwhile. That gets into a separate, if that's true, am I an onane? That means I can't do anything if I'm not really involved, or, you know, it could be also if you're watching it on Zoom and you're participating, so therefore that's considered being a, let's assume you have some type of involvement if you're not good. Or do I say, no, if you have no plans on going to the funeral, then begin Shiva right away. So the Gemara talks about a case as follows. The Gemara's case is a Yerushalmi. Back in the day, they still, you have usually the cemeteries, they had cemeteries, but on the outskirts of the city. It wasn't like, so therefore, what the family used to follow the Aaron, and then many times it was too far, so not everyone went back. So some of the family members just turned back and they went home. So the halacha is, once you turn back and go home, you start Shiva right away. So that's the Gemara. That's the Yerush. That you were following the procession, and then when they come back, they, you know, it's usually, it could be an hour, it's usually the same day. You know, let's assume it's just, you come home at 4 o'clock, you start, they'll come back at 6, and they'll start at 6. And so what's the reason for that? Why don't we wait until the people come back? So it's not clear, but the Rambam seems to write that because we don't know when it's going to happen. It's obviously pre-phones and Zoom. I don't know when it's going to happen. It could take 5 minutes. It could take 3 hours. So that's the working assumption. So based on that, so people discuss, but what about today? That we do know. I can tell you exactly when the funeral is happening on Zoom. So does it make it? So many learn the Rambam. There are those who want to say maybe today the Rambam would agree. But the standard understanding of the Rambam doesn't mean literally. He just means there's no exact time, and therefore people, most don't make a distinction, even though one can make a cogent argument you should. But that the consensus of you seems to be we don't. So, but that's the Gemara. So you turn back, and you start your avelos. Okay, so let's assume that. So now, so the question is, what about this case? This case where the person, your brother dies in Montreal, and you live in Hamilton, and you're not going to the funeral. So, when should I start sitting Shiva, based on this Gemara? It's a famous debate. It actually goes back earlier, but the two famous people are the Netziv and his son-in-law, Rev. Rafal Shapiro. Is the Netziv, Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, Chaim Berlin, that's his son. Interesting, he got the yeshivas, but not the Netziv. So So there's a, and they were father-in-law. So the Nitziv's opinion was, you wait to the burial and that's it. His son-in-law disagreed and said no, because he said, when do we say you basically wait to the kfura? That's only if you had involvement. Like in your case, you were osek. In other words, according to Rafael Valesian, that so the machokas is like this. In the case here, you're not doing anything. So over there, you had a little involvement. So the Nitziv would say, in that case, you could go back and start because you were osek in the maze, and now you finish and you start. But if you're not going to be involved at all, so then you have to wait for the burial. And the other opinion says, no. Kal v'chomer, if when I was osek, I went back and started on my own, how much more so if I'm not involved at all? That was a major debate between the Nitziv and his son-in-law, Rafael Valesian. And interesting, it happened halacha l'maisa. The Nitziv died, and the daughter was in a different town, and she wasn't going to. It wasn't easy back then. Many times you weren't at your family's funeral, so she wasn't going to the funeral. So, according to our father, she waits for Shiva until the burial. According to our husband, she starts right away. Being a good wife, not that she wasn't a good daughter, but being a good wife, she started right. It was a mice that happened in her case. So today it goes back. Different time periods have different accepted. Again, today Rav Moshe, the accepted view, or to the more accepted view, is to go, all things being equal, you accept Rafael Shapiro. That's a Rav Moshe Paskin. That being said, if someone feels strongly they want to wait to the, or there's some other reason, I'll tell you where it comes to also. There's halacha also, let's say a person has a business, and let's say during Shiva you can't be part of the business, but so he needs time now to take care, legally, halachically. So that's what some poskim say. He could take during that. Let's say he doesn't want to start now. He wants to have he needs a couple of hours before the burial to get to then that again. So all the bottom line is you have either sheet is you can rely on. They're both acceptable. I'm just saying today, again it depends who you ask, but the more accepted view is Rav Rafael Valesian and Rav Moshe, that you begin right, and that's not an uncommon case. People not going at all to. Again, some I make a distinction. If let's say in Hamilton, and the funeral's right here, and you're not going, so maybe they're coming right back. Maybe there could be some. Usually you're talking about out of town. The truth be told, if a lot of times. And how you could have a funeral a day or two later, and also there's usually some involvement. Even if you're not going, you could be part of the arrangement in terms of that. So that's one debate. There's another discussion as well. There's a very interesting Hadrush Va'i and Rav Aaron Levine or Rav Aaron Levin. It depends. I don't know if he goes by different names, but I think he was Levine, and I think he married a Levine. But either way, they're interchangeable. But the Drush Va'irin, I know because my economics teacher in Yeshiva University was Aaron Levine. I think it was the grandson. He was actually brilliant. Also, he was actually a Rav in Flatbush, but he taught economics. He wrote a book on Jewish. He has a whole sefer on comprehensive Chosha Mishnah. So this guy, he is brilliant. This person. The one thing I remember from the class is what the joke he said at the beginning of the class. That's all I can remember from my year. Is he says the story of this. The teacher gets up and says, I don't, you know, he basically said, you don't have to, you know, like, you don't have to come to class or something, and, you know, like, you could get, you could get notes, you know, different than whatever, you know, I forgot what he said, I just remember the punchline is, so, I guess the person didn't show up, I guess he heard that, he didn't show up the whole year, the whole semester, and he shows up at the final, you know, and he takes his test, and when the teacher gives it back, he says, you know, he got a 99. He said, like, what happened? How did you do it? He says, you messed me up that first day when I showed up into class, but that's the way I got. But the point, you know, so he was, so his grandfather, or great, he was actually very involved in the Russian, he actually was involved in the politics because they needed him. And actually he wrote this sefer. It's a very light sefer. He wrote it, the sefer on Chumash. It's more like Machshava because he couldn't think. He couldn't write, you know, couldn't go into like comprehensive halachic issues. So he wrote the sefer on the run or when he was, maybe it was the Polish parliament, one of them, wherever he was. And so he has a piece. What, do we have a minion or not? I guess I got to tell you what he says another time then. But at least you got his joke in. Equally important.